Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. We're going to do a little thing here called Sopranos Trivia, everybody.
Yeah, man. It's a good spot for the theme right there.
Yeah, Sopranos, man. And it's going to be the listener versus Brian Whitman.
By the way, this is, let me just say, I mean, this is not like Name That Tune. I am not the self-professed dean. You really do have a chance to beat me because while I'm a fan of the show, trivia about the show, I'm not as confident as I've been in other areas of competition.
All right. If you think you can beat Brian Whitman in Sopranos trivia, you call us here. If you beat him, you're going to get a VIP pass to the special screening of Sweeney Todd starring Johnny Depp.
Hey.
A seat at the AMC Theaters 30 at the Block, 20 City Boulevard in Orange.
What?
Next week. Next Wednesday. 520-9710.
Look at Jerry in there. Dancing.
520-9710 and 888-520-9710. What we'll do is we'll give the question out.
Okay.
We'll give you an opportunity to answer it.
Sure.
And the listener as well.
Okay. Again, all right. You know,
right.
I have you ever heard me this vulnerable going into a competition?
No, you're very shaky. All right. All right. If you you know your Sopranos trivia, Brian Whitman is a self-proclaimed specialist.
Well, now let's take it easy now. I'm a fan of the show.
Oh.
I'm definitely...
Do you know Halloween better than the trivia?
Yes.
Than the Sopranos?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But here's a sample question for you. What is Meadows' middle name?
I don't know. Carmella?
Ooh. Carmella is her mom.
I know that.
Mary Angela.
Had no idea.
All right. I guess Carmella is her mom.
Right.
Janice is her aunt.
Right. AJ is her brother.
Adrian is Christopher's fiance.
Yeah.
Carmella uses Meadows' full name when she's angry.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that.
Is that right?
Yeah, ma'am.
I have.
You have?
Yeah, I would know these questions.
Right.
Well, I don't think Brian knows any of these.
All right, but...
I mean, Jerry, you're free to step in.
Well, I can't. I can't for reasons.
No, let's do it. Let's do it with the... You're not feeling well. We'll do you next week with Jerry Wyszewski.
Sure.
All right. Let's talk to Sal in Altadena. Sal, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. How are you guys doing?
All right.
We're going to
give you an opportunity to win some tickets here, dude.
All right.
You're playing against Brian Whitman. So if you think you know the answer, you yell out your name. You yell out Sal, and Brian will yell out Brian if he thinks he knows it.
Right.
All right?
Got it.
Name the sexy female star of movies and TV that Uncle Junior dreams of, dreams he's married to. Name the sexy female star of movies and TV that Uncle Junior dreams he's married to.
I do not know.
Sal?
Angie, don't know it.
Angie Dickinson.
Oh, all right.
Ah,
all right.
Sorry, buddy. No tickets for you. Yeah, I guess Junior definitely is in love with Angie, and he has mentioned her a couple of times in passing.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, didn't know that.
All right. Let's talk to Harold in El Segundo. Harold, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. You know the show pretty well?
Yeah, pretty good.
All right. We're going to give you a trivia question here. You ready?
Okay.
How much money does newly made man Christopher have to pay Paulie every week?
Brian.
Harold.
$6,000.
Harold.
$8,000.
It is $6,000. Brian Whitman wins tickets.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude, you're going down to see Sweeney Todd in Orange County.
Oh, thank you. Where do I pick up my tickets? At the theater or do I go to the station here?
We'll drop them off to your home.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, Sean on the 5 Freeway, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here. Before we play the game, I wanted to say something real quick. I heard Tom Leike is bagging on Whitman earlier, and I think it's terrible. Dude, that guy gives out his advice about guys dating women, and I've seen pictures of him online and in interviews, and he's just a fat old
man.
All right.
That's all. It is the holidays, my brother.
You notice I don't, I don't say nasty things about him on the air.
All right, let's just play the game.
Yeah, no, but you know, look, you know, again, you know, to hear that again, it happens again. But honest to God, I don't hear it because I don't listen. So,
all right, okay, folks, you ready here, Sean?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, what book does Tony credit with giving him management advice?
Brian, The Art of War.
Is that right, Sean?
Let's go with The Prince by Machiavelli.
It is The Art of War. Yeah. Congratulations, yeah, dude. All right, so you're what? You're two for three, maybe? Two for three.
Yeah.
No, two for four.
Oh, well.
No, you're one for four.
Huh?
Two for four.
Yeah, I got two right. I know that.
Yeah, you missed the first two. You got the last two. That's pretty good, dude.
Shaky start, but I'm picking up steam here.
All right, man. All right, let's talk to Albert in Whittier. Albert, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
All right, you got some smoke?
I got some snow.
All right, dude. Do you know the Sopranos pretty well?
Kind of, pretty much, yeah.
All right, we're going to answer your question here. You got a chance to beat Whitman here for tickets.
All right.
What was the name of Ralphie's stripper girlfriend that he eventually kills?
Oh, Brian.
Brian.
In the parking lot. He beats Tracy.
Albert?
Tap out.
All right, it is, yeah, Tracy, dude.
Yeah, all right.
You're three for five.
Yeah, that is one of in the history of the series. I think Jerry would agree, although he should, you know, he sounds terrible
good,
with his cold. That's one of the most gruesome kind of scenes in the history of the show, the beating of her.
No.
Tracy looked to Tony for advice.
No.
Ralphie beat her to death outside the Bing.
Yes.
After she mouthed off to him.
It was horrible.
Why couldn't he have killed Wachowski?
Hey.
All right. All right, let's, another question here. Again, Sopranos trivia. And, man, is this game taking off?
It's on fire, man.
520-9710. And 888-520-9710. It's a fun game. People like games.
Yeah, I believe I even sent an email that I'm not, you know,
right,
in a position to be the...
Yeah, you know the series, though, right?
Well, maybe.
All right, let's. Here's another one. Duke and Belmont. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. What is? Is it Livia's?
Yes, it's Tony's mom.
Okay. What is Livia's favorite sister's singing act?
Oh. Oh. God.
Favorite singing act?
Sisters. Brian, the DeCastro sisters.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Brian Whitman, man. Dude, you're 4 for 6. See, you do know the series.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Gina, you didn't give him these questions before?
No, that I know that.
Absolutely
not.
He
never saw these. Wow. All right, dude. You really are a stud with this,
I
man.
I do know some of these
You know,
answers.
Much more than the callers do.
Well, it's, you know, it's not about that.
All right, let's take a break and come back with more of Sopranos trivia, everybody. If you think you can beat Brian Whitman, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's the Conway and Whitman Show on the eve of the big Commerce Casino Tournament tomorrow night in the City of Commerce at the Commerce Casino.
Yeah, man.
And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. That's impressive, dude. It really is. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
You do. Oh, no, it's fine.
All right. It is the Sopranos trivia, everybody. If you get it right before Brian Whitman, you get tickets to see Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, man. Sweeney Todd. Look at you, man.
Edward in Woodland Hills. You're on 97.1. You there, dude?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Paulie got promoted in season 2.
Yeah.
What rank did he get promoted to?
Edward.
Oh, Edward.
Edward.
I'm going to say lieutenant.
No, I'm going to say captain.
The answer is captain.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, dude. That is correct, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry to see Edward lose. And
yeah, Paulie's promoted in season 2.
Right.
In season 4, while Paulie was still in was in jail for a short time, Christopher was made acting captain over Paulie's crew.
Right.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes. Yeah.
All right, Bobby in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
What's going on?
Hey, we're about to ask you a trivia question, my brother.
Bobby.
You ready, dude?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You think you know the show pretty well?
I've been watching it. I've been keeping up.
Mm. Yep.
Okay, here it is. In season three, after meeting Meadows' boyfriend Noah, what food icon did Tony see before he passed out? What food icon did Tony see before he passed out? Anybody?
Yes, it's Brian.
Brian.
It's Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben is correct.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, look at you kicking ass, dude.
Look at me, man.
All right, we go on to another one here. Justin in Long Beach, 97.1.
I'm here.
All right.
Hello, Justin.
What movie did Christopher think was a true story? What movie did Christopher think was a true story? I'll give you a hint. This movie was shot. What?
I don't know. The Godfather?
No, this movie was shot at my old junior high school.
I don't know this one.
I know. I've seen the episode. I just can't remember the name of the movie.
13 Days is the name of the movie.
Oh, all right.
13 Days, 13 everybody.
Days, man. Look at you, man.
Yeah, man.
Also, you guys were thinking of a name of a city, Fontucky. When you guys
no,
named
it's, not, it's not fun, that. It's not that. No, no it's just Thanks. Not. No, come on.
No, there's three. There's San Dimas.
San Dumbass.
That's San Dimas, Rick.
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence. And hello to everybody in Garbage Grove.
Garden Grove, Rick.
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence.
And there's a third one? I can't remember. Still can't get it. So I'm sorry. I apologize about that.
Billy in Oceanside, you're on 97.1. How are you?
What's happening there, Tommy?
Hey, dude, no callers have beaten Whitman so far.
I could do it.
All right.
All right, here we go.
After being shot and rendered comatose,
yeah.
What song was playing when Carmella was talking to Tony?
You're
a big song, bro.
Yeah, no. I got it. Brian, American Girl.
That is right. That is correct.
Yeah, man.
Because the doctor said you can bring in, because he'll hear the music. You know, so she brought in a boombox with CDs.
Yeah.
That is actually a very, very powerful scene.
Sure.
And she says to him when he is in... Sammy, man. Did you see that, Sam?
Sure.
Yeah, she says to him, because he's in a coma. That was at the beginning of the season. We thought, you know, Tony might actually, die. And she apologizes to him, you know, for saying that he would go to... Because she said to him when they had an argument once, she said, you're going to hell when you die.
Wow.
So when he was there, literally on death's door... She, with all that song playing in a wonderful scene, she apologizes to him for having said that. She's a great actress, Edie Falco. What is she doing now?
I don't know. I think she's in Sopranos, too.
No. The series is over, so she should be doing something. She's really great.
I don't know. All right. Here's another one. Let's talk to a Chris in Temecula. Chris, you're on 97.1. How are you?
I'll talk myself.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Edie Falco was on 30 Rock a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Edie Falco was on 30 Rock?
Yeah, with Alec Baldwin.
Right, and Alec Baldwin is a friend of mine, actually.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, I know Alec Baldwin. We go back.
Alec calls Brian Whitman all the time.
Well, sometimes, he leaves messages, but a lot of times I pick up the phone. But sometimes, so.
That's Alec Baldwin.
Message.
Hey, it's Alec Baldwin trying Brian Whitman. I'll try you on this other number I have. Thanks.
Wow.
End of message.
You're really connected, man.
Yeah. And Louis Anderson calls sometimes.
Yeah. Look at that.
Hey, it's Wild Willie Anderson.
There he is.
What's going on, Whitman?
All right. Does he call himself Wild Willie Anderson?
Well, a caller to a Casino Talk, the show I used to do with him, called him Willie. we all had a good laugh about that.
Wild Willie.
Right, so then he called me as Willie, That was very funny.
All right. Chris, you're back on the air here. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Who was involved in the actual Fichlamana robbery?
Hey.
Fichlamana robbery. I don't even know if that's pronounced right.
Fichlamana.
Yeah, who was...
Who's involved?
Well, Tony and his friend Richie were the ones that robbed this poker game.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, wait a minute. Hold on 1 second here. Let me read that question again. Who is not involved in the actual Fichlamana robbery? Who is not involved?
Ooh.
Who was not involved in the robbery?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Ralphie.
Ralph Cifaretto?
No, it's Ralphie.
Well, that is correct.
What is it?
I think that's correct.
What'd you say?
Ralph Cifaretto. He wasn't involved.
Yeah.
Robert.
I believe that. Man.
All right, congratulations, dude.
Look at you, man.
Smoked Whitman out there.
Look at you, man.
All right, you're going to go see Sweeney Todd down in Orange County.
All right, man.
At 20 City Boulevard in Orange next Wednesday.
Sweeney Todd, man.
There you go, man. A little Sweeners for you. Hey, last
Sweeners.
last question for you here.
All right.
All right.
By the way, Ike Turner did.
Yeah, I saw that.
Ike Turner.
Okay, here's one. George in Buena Park, you're on 97.1. You ready?
What's up, fellas?
All right, here we go. Tony and Carmella invite two couples.
God.
Carm's cousin Brian and his wife. And Furio and his date to attend a concert with them. Which band or musician was performing at that big concert?
Brian. Was it Tony Bennett?
That is wrong. George.
Billy Manilow?
That is wrong. Wrong.
No.
It was Billy Joel.
Yeah, Billy Joel. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, congratulations, dude. The caller's got one. You got nine. You win. You are a winner, my friend.
Thank you, Tim.
Kicked ass, man.
Thank you.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. You're looking good, baby. I believe it. You're a